Today we're building a clean Jungle Ghost note from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those tiny edits that can completely change how a drum and bass loop feels. It's not a loud sound, it's not meant to steal focus. The whole point is that it lives in the pocket, glues the groove together, and makes the main kick and snare hit harder by contrast. If you've ever heard a loop that somehow feels more alive, more human, and more urgent without obviously having more drums, that's the kind of magic we're making here. So let's set this up properly. First, get your project moving at a DNB tempo. Something in the 170 to 174 BPM range is perfect, and if you want a solid center point, 172 BPM works great. Then create your basic drum environment. I like having a drum track for the main break layers, a separate lane for the ghost note so I can edit it cleanly, and a bass track if I want to test the interaction right away. That separation matters. In drum and bass, tiny timing details make a huge difference, and if everything is stacked in one place, you lose control fast. A ghost note needs to be easy to move, trim, and shape without messing up the main break. Now choose your source. You've got two solid stock workflows in Live 12. Either slice a break or build the ghost note from a one-shot. If you're slicing a break, right-click the clip and use Slice to New MIDI Track. Then choose Transient Slicing. That usually gives you the most useful edits for jungle-style programming. If you want something cleaner and more controlled, load a short snare, rim, or even a tiny Foley tap into a drum rack pad. If you want the ghost note to feel authentic, a break slice usually has more character. If you want precision, the one shot is easier to tame. Neither is better in every situation. The question is whether you want more texture or more control. For a clean jungle ghost note, I'd start with something that has a short tail and a clear attack, but not too much body. You want this to be felt more than heard. If the source is too chunky, you'll spend all your time trying to hide it later. Now place it in a pocket, make a short MIDI clip, maybe one bar or two bars, and drop the ghost note near the main snare or kick. This is where the vibe happens. You can put it just before the snare for a drag feel, just after the snare for a bounce feel, or between the kick and snare to push the groove forward. And here's the key, don't slam it exactly onto the grid every time. A great ghost note lives in the micro timing. Try nudging it a few milliseconds early for a drag, or a few milliseconds late for a more laid-back push. Keep the velocity low too, somewhere around 20 to 55, depending on how subtle you want it. If you're using a groove from a break you like, that's even better. Apply a subtle groove and then back the amount off to around 20 to 40%. That way the ghost note picks up the feel without getting sloppy. The goal is human, not messy. A good way to think about it is this. The main drums are the statement, and the ghost note is the little answer that makes the statement land harder. In a four-bar loop, a ghost note before the snare in bar two, then again before the next phrase in bar four, can make the whole thing feel like it's breathing and responding to itself. Now let's clean up the sound. If you're working with a sliced break, put that ghost note on its own audio track. If it's a one-shot, keep it in the drum rack and process it there. Either way, start shaping it with stock devices in a simple chain, a Q8, then drum bus or saturator, then compressor or glue compressor, and maybe utility at the end. Start with a Q8 and high pass the sound around 120 to 180 Hz. That gets rid of low-end junk that doesn't belong in a ghost note. If it sounds boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs a little more presence, you can add a gentle high shelf, but keep it subtle. We're not designing a lead sound here. We're carving a tiny edit. Then add a bit of drum bus or saturator. Keep it light. On drum bus, a small amount of drive can add density, but don't go crazy with boom. For a ghost note, boom usually just turns a tight edit into a thump, and that's not what we want. With saturator, a small drive amount and soft clip can help smooth the peaks and make the hit feel a little more finished. After that, use a compressor or glue compressor to tuck the transient in. Fast attack, medium release, and just enough gain reduction to make the hit feel controlled. You're trying to make this consistent, not huge. In drum and bass, consistency is what lets these tiny events sit inside a fast groove without poking out and sounding random. Now let's talk transient shape, because this is where the edit starts to read like a proper jungle detail. If the ghost note attacks too hard, it'll sound like another main hit instead of a little supportive movement. That's the opposite of what we want. So shorten the tail, trim the clip tightly, and use tiny fades at the edges if needed so there are no clicks. If you're in simpler, you can also reduce the decay or release so the sound disappears cleanly. A clean jungle edit often has a very controlled front edge. You want the main snare to feel full and confident, and the ghost note to feel narrower, drier, and slightly less finished. That contrast is what makes the ear recognize it as a detail rather than a second lead drum. Next, lock in the groove by listening to the relationship between the ghost note and everything around it. Don't just listen to the note by itself. Check how it works with the kick before it, the snare after it, any hats or shakers, and especially the bass. If the ghost note is muddying the kick, move it a little later or cut more low mid. If it's making the snare feel smaller, lower it by 1 to 3 dB or shorten the tail. If the whole groove feels stiff, try moving the note slightly earlier instead of making it louder. That's a really important mindset shift. In this style, feel usually comes from timing and shape more than raw level. This is also where you can use the groove pool if you need it. But be careful. A subtle groove can make the edit feel alive. Too much groove and the break starts to wobble in a bad way. We want character, not drunken timing. Now make sure the ghost note is mono-friendly. These little drum details usually work best narrow and centered. Use utility if you need to narrow the width or collapse it to mono. You don't want a facey little edit fighting your kick and bass. That low end and punch area needs to stay solid. As a rough target, the ghost note should sit well below the main snare in perceived loudness, but still be noticeable when you mute it. That's the sweet spot. If you mute it and suddenly the groove falls apart, you've got a good ghost note. Now bring in your bass and test everything together. This is a big one, because in drum and bass, the drums and bass are always negotiating space with each other. If your ghost note is living in the 150 to 400 Hz range too much, it may start masking the bass movement. If its transient lands right on top of a bass re-trigger, the whole thing can feel crowded. If that happens, cut more low mids, shorten the tail or shift the note a few milliseconds. You can even sidechain the ghost note a little if needed, though usually small timing and EQ changes are enough. The best mindset here is call and response. The ghost note says move, the bass says hit. That contrast is a huge part of what makes DNB feel so powerful. If the clean version still feels too polite, this is where resampling becomes really useful. Route the ghost note to another audio track, record a few bars, then cut out the best hit and treat it like a new edit. This is a classic Ableton Edits workflow. Once it's printed, you can reverse a tiny tail, add micro fades, repeat a slice, or push it harder with saturation without worrying about damaging the original source. Sometimes resampling gives the sound just enough character to stop it from feeling sterile. And now let's place it in the arrangement, because a great ghost note should work in a phrase, not just a loop. In the intro, keep it filtered and quiet so it hints at the groove without giving everything away. In the build, automate a little more brightness or level over 4 to 8 bars. At the drop, bring it in clean and strong for the first 8 bars, then thin it out a little later, so the section can breathe. And in a switch-up, move it to a slightly different spot to surprise the listener. That's how this tiny edit becomes part of the story of the track. In one section it's glue. In another, it's tension. In another, it's the little cue that tells the listener something new is about to happen. A couple of quick pro tips before we wrap up this part. If you want it darker, darken the tone, not the groove. Keep the placement clean and use light saturation or a subtle high mid dip for color. If you want extra texture, layer a tiny vinyl tick or Foley tap under the ghost note, but high-pass it hard so it stays out of the low end. And if you're aiming for a heavier tune, be careful with drum bus boom, because too much of it will turn a ghost note into a blunt hit. Also, make sure your decisions stay consistent. If one ghost note is early and the next one is late, that can work only if it's clearly intentional. Random offsets can weaken the groove fast. The more consistent your edit language is, the more pro the loop feels. Here's a simple practice challenge to lock this in. Make 3 versions of the same ghost note from the same source. First, make an ultra-clean version. High-pass it around 140 Hz, keep the velocity low, and place it just before the snare. Second, make a tighter, heavier version. Add a little saturator drive, use fast compression, and nudge the timing by a few milliseconds. Third, make a darker transition version. Duplicate it into the end of a 4-bar loop. Automate a slight tone change over the last 2 bars, and resample the result. Then test all 3 against a kick snare loop, against bass, and against a fuller 4-bar jungle section. Ask yourself, does it support the groove? Does it distract from the main snare? And does it improve the loop over time? The version you want is the one that feels invisible but essential. That's the winning ghost note. So to recap, build from a clean break slice or one shot, place the note slightly off the grid, shape it with EQ and gentle dynamics, keep it narrow and monosafe, and always check it against the base and the full arrangement. In Ableton Live 12, a clean jungle ghost note is one of those small edits that can make a loop feel faster, deeper, and way more alive. And once you get this method down, you can reuse it everywhere in DNB, jungle, rollers, darker halftime, and even Euro-adjacent drum programming. Tiny edit. Big payoff.